Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you are in the world. It is Tuesday, August 8th, 2017. How are you? Going beyond the grind, going beyond the hustle. Yesterday I talked about relationships and doing that one thing more for business relationships, for personal relationships, taking that one step. But I also mentioned something. I mentioned empathy. So just want to use that today to clarify what empathy is and what sympathy is, and how both, well, you need both, but what you really need to prioritize when it comes to sympathy versus empathy. See, empathy is the ability to understand and share feelings of another. Okay, you understand how they're feeling, you understand, and you can actually share those feelings. Now, sympathy is feelings of pity and sorrow for someone else's misfortune. So you see, they're very close because, again, you understand how they're feeling. So if they're happy, you can empathize. But you can't sympathize if someone is happy. Another great reference point or something great example is the author John Steinbeck. He wrote, "It means very little to know that a million Chinese are starving unless you know one who is starving." So that kind of hopefully gets you, you know, you show sympathy for a million Chinese, but when you actually know someone, then you know that you're empathizing because now you share those feelings. Now you understand what they're going through. You understand what's happening. So let's lay this out as a tool for engagement. Let's lay this out. There's pity. There's sympathy, there's empathy, and then there's compassion. Compassion is the action of all of that. See, the first thing, the pity, the sympathy, and the empathy are all feelings. And so is compassion, but the compassion is the action of all of that. So be careful when you use pity, or sympathy, sorry about that, but use empathy all the time. Try to connect with people, try to understand it. Their feelings are their feelings, and at some point, maybe something happened to you. Maybe you were bullied at some point. You understand that, so you're trying to avoid that. Maybe at some point, you were harassed, and you're trying to avoid that, so you share that with somebody else, and you empathize, and you understand that that feeling is real, but you're not minimizing it, and you're not taking it over. Oh, please, don't take over. Because if you were bullied, you're bullied, and you understand how that feels. You were harassed, you understand how that feels, but do not take over their feeling. Don't minimize their feelings. So be very careful. It takes a little bit of work, but it can be done. And speaking of work, make today better than yesterday. Talk to you soon.